team coverage. 94.9 WSJM News Now.
From the Pat Moody Studios, news is brought to you by the Town Crier Wire. Download your free local news app today at the Google Play Store or the Apple App Store. In the WSJM Newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf. A package of bills has been introduced in the State House to give local communities more control over how road repair funding is allocated. The sponsor is State Representative Jack O'Malley, who also chairs the House Transportation Committee.
Michigan is about the only state that does not allow its locals to raise money in any other way other than property tax, a millage. And we have two proposals, one which would allow a local excise or gas tax, and the other would allow locals to raise their registration fees, with all of that money being kept in that jurisdiction and by a vote of the people.
O'Malley has hosted several town halls throughout the state on the issue of roads. Input from residents, local officials, and road builders was taken into account to develop a better way of improving infrastructure. Republicans are defending their decision to use $500 million for the state's general fund to fix the roads, while the governor calls it a gimmick and a joke.
The governor is complaining that Republicans used a gimmick to fund the roads with one-time money of $500 million. She says that's not the way to get a long-term fix. But Representative Jason Shepherd says he finds the governor to be inconsistent. He says she wanted more money for the roads. We gave it to her, and she turned it down.
I find it very inconsistent, but I also know that the ultimate plan of this is she wants us to raise taxes and fees to put money into roads, not reprioritize budget items.
The Republicans are moving on their budget without the governor's endorsement. She does have a veto pen that she might use on something like this.
From the state capitol, Tim Skubik, the Michigan News Network.
Could Congress approve legislation to help reduce gun deaths? Congressman Fred Upton is still hoping it will. He tells us he expects the U.S. House Judiciary Committee to move legislation to close the background check loophole and also to encourage states to implement red flag laws.
Those are very much on the front burner. The president has talked about supporting the principles on both those issues, background checks and red flag bills. And I'd like to think that the House Judiciary Committee may be able to deliver on some legislation.
The problem is the Senate. Upton says Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell won't allow a vote on legislation that the president won't sign. However, he says the White House has told Congress it's working on something. Upton notes that he's been a big backer of the red flag law in particular. In sports, week two of the NFL season, the Lions with a 13-10 win over the LA Chargers. Chicago rallied for a 16-14 win over Denver. It was the Colts over Tennessee 19-17, and Green Bay beat Minnesota 21-16. In baseball, Baltimore beat the Tigers 8-2. Detroit will face the Orioles again today at 4:10. It's a 3:45 pregame show on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports. Seattle over the White Sox 11-10, and the Cubs with a 16-6 win over Pittsburgh. WSJM weather you can depend on is next. In the WSJM Newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf.